لك رب العالمين، واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له، واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله ارسله ربه رحمه للعالم. اليوم ان شاء الله نحكي عن احد الصحابه الكرام، نتكلم عن سيرتهم ومناقبهم وماذا نتعلم من هذه. كما تعودنا لا نتكلم عن التواريخ وتولد امتى واسلم متى وتوفي متى، لان كل هذه يعني امور تاريخيه، يعني طبعا هي يرجع اليها في كتب السير وفي كتب التاريخ. اما ما يهمنا نحن كمسلمين ان نتعلم من هؤلاء الاعلام الافذاذ ونرى ماذا نستفيد من قصصهم في حياتنا المعاصره. صحابي اليوم هو احد الافذاذ مصابيح الهدى، بشره النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بالجنة وقال له كما ورد في صحيح البخاري: إني سمعت خشفة، يعني صوتا عليك في الجنة. فمن هو هذا الصحابي؟ بلال. أعطوه له كل الكلام بتاعي. So today's صحابي is one of the first people to accept Islam. And some scholars say that he was one of the first seven people to accept Islam. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave him the news of Jannah. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, as reported in Bukhari, أنبئني أو أخبرني بأرجى عمل عملته في الإسلام فإني سمعت خشفة، يعني حركة نعليك في الجنة. فقال بلال رضي الله عنه: إني ما توضأت من ليل أو نهار إلا صليت ما كتب الله لي أن أصلي. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told Bilal رضي الله عنه: Tell me about the best act that you have done in Islam since you accepted Islam, because I heard your feet steps in Jannah, your footsteps in Jannah in front of me. So Bilal رضي الله عنه said: Every time I make wudu during the day or night, I pray whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for me to pray. Salatul al-Nawafil ya'am. And this is what took him to Jannah. Bilal radiallahu anhu, as we said, was a slave. Tamam, he was from Habasha, Ethiopia, the parts of Somalia, today's Somalia. Okay? And he was persecuted. And we said that we know throughout history that the first people to accept Islam are the weak and the oppressed and the despised. يعني لو نظرت إلى الإحصائيات عن دخول الإسلام مثلا في أمريكا، يعني الإحصائيات تقول إنه مقابل كل 200 شخص أسمر أفارقة يدخلون في الإسلام في أمريكا، في واحد أبيض يدخل. وفي مقابل يعني رجل يدخل في الإسلام في 3 نساء يدخلوا في الإسلام. So Islam always appeals to the weak and the oppressed. Statistically, for every 200 Africans or blacks who accept Islam in the US, one Caucasian accepts Islam. And for every 3 women who accept Islam, one man accepts Islam. So this is for a fact, and it even started from the time of the Prophet. Most of the people who accepted Islam at the beginning of Da'wah were slaves and women and the weak people in the society. والسبب هو إن الإسلام يعطي الناس حقوقهم الضائعة، يعطي حقوقا للنساء وحقوقا للضعيف وحقوقا للفقير والمسكين وكذا، مما لا يتوفر في يعني الأديان الأخرى أو السياسات الأخرى. يعني the reason we said because Islam gives rights to everyone. In Islam there are rights and obligations for everyone. So Islam gives rights to women, to the slaves, to the poor, to the weak, to the orphan. Everyone has rights in Islam. Islam gives equality to all people. All people are equal before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the reason why these people, they accepted Islam. معروف إنه بلال رضي الله عنه تحمل أذى كثيرا لما أسلم. يعني أمية بن خلف سيده كان يعذبه، فكان ينتظر إذا اشتدت حرارة الشمس ويخرجه في الصحراء ويضع الأحجار الثقيلة على بطنه وعلى ظهره ويقول اكفر بمحمد افعل كذا فيقول احد احد. Bilal رضي الله عنه was so patient and was so forbearing when it came to persecution في سبيل الله. His slave master Umayyah ibn Khalaf gave him the worst persecution because of his Islam. He was a slave, he didn't have a family, no one was to protect him. So of course, his slave master wanted to make an example of him to deter other people from accepting Islam. So he would wait every day until the sun is scorching, when the heat gets to its worst, and he would take him out and put stones on his stomach and his back and torture him, hoping that he would leave Islam. And he would always say, "Ahad al Ahad, there is only one God." Thumma hadatha an marra Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu wa ra'a al-mu'ana wa al-ta'lim wa kadha fa'arada an yashtarih min Umayya ibn Khalaf. Faqala bila Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu ana ashtarih min thalath qita'in dhahabiyyin, thalatha dinaniyyin. Fa'alqahu lahu, يعني أمية بن خلف, وقال لا خير فيه, وظن إن هو يعني ضحك على أبو بكر رضي الله عنه بالصدقة, يعني ظن إن هو باعه مبلغ كبير, يعني قال له والله إنه لا يساوي عندي شيء, لو عرضت علي قطعة واحدة كنت بعته لك. فقال له أبو بكر والله إنه عندي لغالب, والله لو تمسكت بالثمن حتى وصلت إلى 100 قطعة لكنت دفعت لك 100. يعني أنا ضحكت عليك في الآخر, مش أنت ضحكت علي. So one day Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه passed by and he saw the torture and the persecution and suffering of Bilal رضي الله عنه, so he offered to buy him from his slave master Umayyah ibn Khalaf, and he offered 3 golden pieces. So Umayyah said, "This guy is worthless. I don't need him." And he started to laugh because he said, "If you offered me only 1 piece, not 3, I would have sold him to you. If you have given me some dust, I would have given him to you." And he started to laugh. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says, "I'm the winner here, not you. This guy is so precious to me, so much so that if you have negotiated with me all the way to 100 pieces of gold, I would have paid the 100 pieces. You are the loser, not me." ثم لما يعني صاحب بلال رضي الله عنه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صار مؤذن للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, يعني لنا وقفة في هذا الموضوع. بلال رضي الله عنه طبعا معروف أنه كان عبدا ولم يكن غنيا ولم يكن من علية القوم أو من قبيلة فلان أو عيلة علام, ومع ذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كرمه بالأذان. ليه؟ لأن كان عنده صوتا حسنا, تمام؟ فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يؤمن بالتخصص, أي إنسان موهوب في مجال معين كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يكلفه بمهمة في المجال الذي يحسنه. So when Bilal joined the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم made him the مؤذن, the caller to Salah. Everybody knows that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم loved Abu Bakr, he loved Umar, he loved Uthman and Ali, and all of them were from Quraysh, from very noble families, they were rich, and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم loved them. He could have made any one of them the mu'adhin. But technically or seemingly, Bilal radiallahu anhu had a better voice than them. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, you can look at the seerah, you see that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم believed in specialization. Everyone that was experienced in something or good at something, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would have him do whatever he can do best. Not because this guy is from this tribe or from this family or because he's rich or because of his age, he would do this. No. If someone was qualified, if someone was good at something, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would get them to do whatever they can do best. Regardless of the age, regardless of the color, and so on and so forth. يعني نريد أن نتعلم من هذا الأمر مسألة التخصص. الإنسان اللي يحسن شيء يتقدم له, تمام؟ في فتح مكة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أمر بلالا أن يصعد على الكعبة ويؤذن, وكان فيه من الصحابة من قريش وكذا من هم أعلى منه شأنا في المجتمع, ولكن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعني كرمه بهذا الأمر, والإسلام هو اللي على شأنه. الإسلام هو الذي يرفع التدين الاحترام هو الذي يرفع الناس. So your color has nothing to do with you being respected in the society. This should be the Islamic way. Islam is color blind. What difference does it make if you are white or brown or black or yellow? It doesn't make any difference. Okay? What makes a difference, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, chapter 49, verse 13, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ, that the most honored of you in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is he who is most righteous among you. This is what makes the difference, okay? Not your race, not your age, not your status in the society, nothing. Your righteousness, you being respectful and kind and good to people, this is what makes the difference. Tamam? وبعدين إذا نظرت إلى الصحابة حول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كانوا مؤلفين من قبائل أو من أمم مختلفة وخلفيات مختلفة. يعني عمر رضي الله عنه كان عربيا قرشيا. هتجد صهيب الرومي كذا, هتجد سلمان الفارسي كذا, هتجد بلال من إفريقيا, هتجد ماريا القبطية من مصر. يعني كانوا مؤلفين من دول أو من خلفيات مختلفة. والكل يحترم لإسلامه. تمام؟ المؤمنون إخوة. If you look at the Sahaba around the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, they came from different backgrounds and from different races and colors. Umar رضي الله عنه, for example, was from Quraysh, from Arabia. Suhayb al-Rumi was a Roman. Salman al-Farisi was a Persian. Bilal was Abyssinian from Habasha. Mari the Copt was from Egypt. So they came from different nationalities. And all of them were respected because of their belief, because of their Islam. Okay? إحنا نعيب على الغرب. يعني بعض الدول الغربية بتجد فيها بعض الناس يتعصبوا ويقول لك ده مهاجر, ده جاي من الدولة الفلانية, ده أسمر كذا, فلا يحترمون هذا الشخص. So in some countries, in some Western countries, some people, I'm not saying all of them, but some of them, they discriminate against some people because they are immigrants. Okay? If you look at the reality of things, the only people in some countries who are not immigrants are the natives, the native Indians of these countries. Everybody else is immigrant. If you came from Europe, Africa, Asia, immigrant. Okay? The problem is, يعني نحن نعيب على هذه الدول مسألة التعصب للون, تمام؟ وإحنا عندنا في المجتمعات الإسلامية سواء هنا أو في بلادنا الإسلامية هتجد برضو الناس القصة موجودة. يعني معروف إنه في كتير من الدول العربية يعني يحترموا الإنسان لمجرد لونه أو باسبوره أو سنه أو الفلوس اللي بيكسبها أو وضعه في المجتمع. فتجد الإنسان اللي هو يعني أسمر قليلاً تلاقي يعني يقل احترامه في بعض الدول, أنا بقولش في الكل. الإنسان اللي معاه باسبور من دولة عربية أخرى شقيقة لا يحترم, مع أن الإنسان اللي معاه باسبور أمريكي أو كندي يعامل معاملة الملوك. الإنسان إذا كان بيشتغل قاضي أو بيشتغل مدير أو وزير أو كذا يحترم, والإنسان اللي بيشتغل سباك أو بيشتغل نجار أو خياط لا يحترم. إنه بيعتبر إن المهنة بتاعته وضيعة يعني. فهذا ليس من الإسلام. تمام؟ الإسلام المفروض الإنسان يحترم لأنه هو إنسان محترم. وأي مهنة شريفة يحترم فيها الإنسان. إيه فائدة الإنسان يكون وزير ويكون حرام؟ مش يعني الإنسان اللي بيشتغل خياط أو سباك وإنسان محترم وشريف المفروض يحترم أكثر من إنسان غني أو كذا حرام نصاب. ولكن بيحصل العكس. So as I said, you know, in some countries there is discrimination against people based on their race or color, and in some Muslim countries and societies we have the same bias. Okay? And this is the sad reality. Islam came to fight all these things. But in some countries, in some Muslim countries, I'm not saying all of them, but in some, and I've seen this with my own eyes, people show respect to you, the lighter color you have, the more respect you get. In some places, I'm not saying all of them, and don't get me wrong, okay? But this is the reality. If you have a better social status in the society, people show more respect to you, but if you have a menial job like a carpenter, a plumber, people look down upon you in some places. In some countries, they respect women, men more than they do men, based on their gender. Some people, they respect people because of their age, and if you are young, they don't show the proper respect. In some countries, in some cultures, if you are young, it means you are wrong. If you are old, it means you are right. Okay? And so on and so forth. We have this in these countries. وحكى لي صديقي هندي كان معايا في أمريكا هناك راجل مليونير وعنده مستشفيات بتاعته تمام وفكر إن هو يعمل مستشفى في إحدى الدول العربية منطقة الخليج فسافر واخد أمه معاه كلهم هنود من الهند وسافر واخد أمه ومراته كان ما شاء الله عنده 15 عين فالمهم واقفين في الطابور في المطار في الدول العربية عشان يختم الجواز بتاعه ويخش فواحد من الولاد واقف على جنب كده فجاءوا الضابط اللي هو بتاع الجوازات وشتمهم وهزقهم واهانهم وكده ليه؟ لانه في هذه الثقافه تحديدا ما بيحترموش يعني بيعتبروا ان الاخوه اللي هم جايين من جنوب شرق اسيا ان دول هم الخدم وهم اللي بيكنسوا وهم اللي بيصحوا كده فما فيش احترام. فالاخ اللي هو الدكتور ده المليونير ده رحمه الله على جواز السفر الامريكاني بتاعه وقال له انا امريكاني وانت غلطت فيا وشتم وهزقه وقال هات لي مدير المطار دلوقتي. انا مواطن امريكي واحد يعني عاوز ان تعاملوني على اني مواطن محترم. وراح جاب له المسؤول وقعدوا يتأسفوا له وبوسوا ايده ومسح بيهم الارض. ليه؟ لان معاه جواز سفر امريكاني. اما اذا كان هندي ولا من اي حته ثانيه كانوا ضربوه الكف على قفاه. صحيح؟ ما فيش احترام. ودي دوله اسلاميه. تمام نترجم ولا ما نترجمش عشان فضايح نترجم ولا ما نترجمش نترجم ولا ما نترجمش
يلا بلا ترجم
طيب خذوا بعض ف this brother he was an Indian brother he was from India he is a millionaire and he has several hospitals in the US he's a doctor And he was planning to start a hospital in an Arab country, okay? So he was at the airport in that Arab country, in the Gulf area, with his family, his mother and his wife, and he had many kids, okay, many kids. So one of them lifted his back to the side while he was standing in the line, so the airport officer came to him and he started to yell at him and push him around and stuff. Because he was from India. And in that particular area, there are some brothers from, you know, Southeast Asia, they do menial jobs. You know, the cab drivers, they do this, they clean, they take care of hotels and stuff, menial jobs, okay? And although there are so many of them that are doctors and engineers and so on and so forth, but because of the stereotype, that officer abused this brother just because of his color. Thinking that he is from India. So this brother, who is a doctor, showed him his American passport, okay, and said, you abused me, you wronged me, I need to talk to your manager. And I'm an American citizen, and I'm demanding my rights as a citizen. So they called the manager, and he came in, and masah bihi al-ard, and he insulted him, and cussed at him, and told him, you don't have respect for me because I'm Muslim, you have respect for me now because of my passport. Okay? If I don't have this passport, you don't respect me. So this is the sad reality. We have to show respect to people regardless of their passports, regardless of their jobs, regardless of their age, regardless of their color. Okay? This is Islam. We show respect to everyone regardless of anything. المسألة صدق أبو بلال رضي الله عنه واحنا ذكرنا القصة في المرة يعني في مرة سابقة ونختم بها اليوم ونكمل المرة القادمة إن شاء الله. So today the last thing we learn from بلال رضي الله عنه is his honesty. Okay? There are so many things to learn. We'll continue next time. But his honesty. He was very honest. He was very sincere. We mentioned before this story. I'm going to mention it very briefly. يعني طلب منه أخوه أن يذهب معه خاطبا لامرأة من يعني كانت من قريش من علية القوم. فذهب بلال رضي الله عنه مع أخيه عشان يتقدم للناس إن هو رايح يشرف أخوه ويقول لهم أخويا أنا جاي لكم وتقدم بنتقدم لبنتكم جوزوه. فخطب بلال رضي الله عنه خطبة بسيطة، فقال: نحن من قد علمتم؟ كنا فقيرين فأغنانا الله، وكنا عبدين ذليلين فاعتقنا الله، وكنا ذليلين فرفع الله شأننا بالإسلام، وقد جئت إليكم خاطبا لأخي، فإن تزوجوه فالحمد لله، وإن تردون خائبين فالله أكبر. يعني الله أكبر منا ومنه. So Bilal رضي الله عنه, speaking of his honesty, he was very honest by the book. Okay, he didn't, you know, even if there was a shade or the slightest lie, anything, he would just leave it. Okay. So his brother told him to go with him to propose to a lady. So Bilal went with his brother to propose to this lady for his brother. And that lady was originally from Mecca, from a very noble family. So Bilal رضي الله عنه gave a very short talk at the beginning, the khidbah for nikah, the introduction. So he said, you know who we are. We were slaves and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us freedom. We were poor and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us rich. We were despised in the society and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exalted us in rank. If you marry your daughter to my brother, then alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if you reject us, if you turn down our proposal, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bigger and greater than you and us. فَزَوَّجُهُ عَجَبُهُ الْكَلَامِ بِكَيَّفِ قالوا هنجوزها. فقالوا هنزوجه، مفيش مشكلة. في الطريق بقى للبيت أخوه مولع، قالوا أنا واخدك معايا عشان تشرفنا عند الناس وتقول بقى إن إحنا يعني ألا ذكرت سابقتنا مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، إن إحنا أول ناس أسلمنا وهجرنا وجاهدنا وأذلنا وعملنا وسوينا، رايح تقول لهم عبيد ومش لاقيين ناكل وبنسف تراب وكذا. فقال له: اسكت، فانما زوجك الصدق. وانا لو قلت لهم ان احنا كويسين واحنا مرتبين كده ما كانوش هيجوزون، اللي زوجك هو الصدق. تمام؟ So they told him, okay, الحمد لله, we'll accept, we'll marry our daughter to your brother. Okay? We like what you said, we'll marry him. On the way back, his brother was furious. He was mad. You could see steam coming out of his head, as Nabil Najman told me to say. Steam was coming out of his head. He was so mad. He told him, I brought you here with me to tell him about how great I am, the good things we did with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, about us accepting Islam first, migrating with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, about making jihad fi sabilillah, about calling for adhan for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now you are telling them about slavery, about property, about this, about what is this, man? فضحتينا قدام الناس، خلي سرقت قبل. Okay, you should have taught them about the other stuff. They already know we're slaves. They already know everything about. Why did you tell them? So Bilal رضي الله عنه told him, be quiet. They married you to the daughter because of my honesty, not because of what you are talking about. Honesty is why they married you to the daughter. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يعلمنا ما ينفعنا وأن ينفعنا بما علمنا. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا. اللهم ارزقنا الحلال وبارك لنا فيه واصرفنا عن الحرام وابعدنا عنه يا رب العالمين. اللهم اكفنا شر انفسنا وشر الناس. امين. اللهم انصر اخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر اخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين في ليبيا وفي سوريا وفي اليمن وفي العراق وفي فلسطين وفي كل مكان يظلم فيه المسلمون. اللهم انزل الغيث على اخواننا في الصومال. اللهم انزل الغيث على اخواننا في الصومال ولا تجعلهم من القانطين. وصل اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين. جزاكم الله خيرا.